One of the nation's largest retailers, the Kmart Corporation, has filed for bankruptcy in federal court. Over the past few months, Kmart has been plagued by dismal sales and falling stock prices. It has struggled for years to keep pace with rival Walmart, and recently it has lost market share to Target as well. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports.
Many consumers continue to shop at Kmart despite its recent financial problems, but some customers say Kmart has a lot of work to do to retain their business. Juanita, shopping at a Kmart, didn't want to use her last name.
The employees need a better attitude, and you know, it's a lot of the problem, I think, is morale is not very well. So then you lose the customers, and you lose the customers, you lose the business, you lose the profits.
And that's exactly what Kmart has been doing, losing money. More specifically, it's been losing customers and market share to its two largest competitors, Walmart and Target. Kurt Barnard of Barnard Retail Consulting Group says the intense competition forced Kmart into poor decisions, like pulling millions of dollars worth of advertising during the crucial holiday season. And he says the retailer's worst mistake was trying to beat Walmart at its own game.
Walmart is the store with always the low price. And for every price that Kmart lowered, and they lowered their prices on something like 3,000 items, Walmart lowered it even more. You know, if you're going to pick a fight with someone little. Don't pick a fight with a 10-ton gorilla.
Kmart has been further hampered by supply and distribution problems, which have led to sporadic product shortages and empty shelves. The retailer has been working to correct those problems and to upgrade its image. Many industry watchers say Kmart will probably have to close several hundred stores and lay off thousands of workers to turn the company around. CEO Chuck Conaway says he expects Kmart to reorganize as quickly and smoothly as possible to make a fresh start. The company expects to emerge from bankruptcy sometime next year. But some analysts think that's far too optimistic. In fact, Davenport & Company's Ken Gassman says he's not so sure Kmart will even survive this crisis.
It's just too big of a ship to turn around quickly and easily. The culture is not there. The management is not there. And unless this U.S. economy roars to life quickly, the consumers aren't going to be shopping in Kmart.
One thing Kmart needs to do is hang on to Martha Stewart and her very popular line of merchandise. Products bearing her name account for millions of dollars in Kmart sales annually. Other retailers have used Kmart's difficulties in efforts to woo her away. But analyst Kurt Barnard says it would benefit Stewart to maintain her current relationship.
Martha Stewart is very, very important to Kmart. And even if Kmart should close something like 250 or 300 stores, there are still about 1,800 stores left. And that is an enormous exposure for Martha Stewart and her products.
Kmart says it plans to keep open its 2,100 stores for now. The retailer expects to decide upon the future of those stores by April. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.